Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's a solemnity for us here because we celebrate the 13th anniversary of the dedication of this church. And while it's true that God is everywhere, okay, there is no place that you can go where God is not present, it's also true that God is sacramentally, substantially found in a specific place, and that is this place right here. Both truths are very consoling, that we can never be out of the presence of God, but we can also come more intimately into the presence of God here in the church. And it's interesting to note that whenever we talk about the place where God is, in this celebration, throughout the prayers of the Mass and the readings, you can really associate everything to Our Lady, just by substituting whatever the word might be, holy place, temple, sanctuary, house of prayer. All of these things, all of these titles, can be applied to Our Lady. And that's because when God did decide to come into this world and to take up a specific place, that first place that He chose was the womb of the Virgin Mary. He came down from heaven and found His heaven on earth in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so, those places in the Old Testament that indicate the place of God were all symbols of the womb of Our Lady or of Our Lady herself. We think about the Ark of the Covenant, where the presence of God was. And so Our Lady is considered to be the new Ark of the Covenant, or the Holy of Holies. And again, a title applied to Our Lady's womb, the Holy of Holies par excellence. Again, reason why she is immaculate. Because the Holy One was to come into her womb. Or we can say the temple in Jerusalem. Okay, finely adored, finely arrayed, majestic. All of its grandeur, again, figure of Our Lady. And so we can say the same thing now. Okay, the tabernacle, the sanctuary, the church itself, all of this is an image of Our Lady because the Holy One resides here. And although it's true that Our Lady is present at every church, she seems to be present in a special way in this church. We have the testimony of the faithful who come and visit. They say there's something unique about this place, a special peace, special consolations that they receive, even answers to their prayers. We have the book in the vestibule, thanksgiving for all of the answers to prayers that have been found in this church. And we Franciscans of the Immaculate like to think that is because Our Lady has a special presence here. Just like St. Francis attributed special graces to the Portiuncula, he recognized that every church was a place of God and a place of grace, but he said there was something special about the Portiuncula, that the heavenly spirits visited there more frequently. And although he had the friars living in perfect poverty and were to practice detachment from all things, nevertheless, he said, never leave that place. Never leave the Portiuncula. If they drive you out the front door, come in the back. And so again, we like to think that there is a special presence of Our Lady here as well. And the reason being, because everything is totally consecrated to her. It's her property and possession. Most importantly, the souls, the religious, who dwell here. We are her property and possession. We are totally consecrated to her, unlimitedly, unconditionally, irrevocably. So because of this total donation, this total possession of Our Lady, it should be expected that her presence would be more felt here. All right, we have the sign over the front of the door, very appropriate from the apparition of Guadalupe, that we are always in the arms of Our Lady. And that's what one should experience when they visit this property and when they visit this church, that they are in the arms of Our Lady, or within her womb, close to Our Lord in their tabernacle, and that she is going to take care of us, take care of our difficulties, provide us with graces and consolation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Fructum ventris tuum.